Now, the first couple of Texas Radio. Here's Bill and Allison Mancaro.
Are you awake yet, Bill?
No. That's why I'm not saying much.
We're Allison and Bill Mancaro. We're here at Hill Country Patriot, your information station, every Saturday from 8 to 10 in the morning. So we thank you for joining us now, and we hope you'll join us every Saturday. And when you can't join us live, you can listen to our recorded shows at firstcoupleoftexasradio.com.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true. We have a trigger warning for you. We are non-binary. Non-binary. And as is everyone at the Hill Country Patriot, some people are using that now.
I know.
We've been using that line for 2 years, 3 years, something like that.
Long time.
Yeah.
And as long as we've had Biden.
I wish I had a penny
as long every as we've time. Had Biden.
Wish I had a penny every time someone says that or writes it down.
I know.
Oh, my. We like to begin our program with a verse. This is from Gospel of John, chapter 11. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Question mark. Do you believe this? Elsewhere he said...
And what did my brother say to you when you said that to him?
He said, "How could you not?"
Mm-hmm.
On his deathbed.
It was on his deathbed.
He said, "How could you not?" And pair that with Romans chapter 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Martin Luther wrote, "Our Lord has written the prayer of resurrection not in books alone, but in every leaf of springtime." Our Lord has written the promise of resurrection not in books alone, but in every leaf of springtime. And Allison, I thought that would be a good quote to use since spring has sprung.
Well, that's true. Hard to believe.
Isn't it, though? Do you realize that within just a few days, this being the 23rd of March, the year of 2024 will be one quarter over?
Huh.
I'm still trying to get used to writing 24. No. Oh, time flies like an arrow and fruit flies like a banana.
You know, hardly mentioned in our introduction that we have household tips and practical things.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do.
I mentioned something last week that I've gotten several requests to repeat, so I thought I would. And this is a product to make your toilet look brand new. And it's something you probably already have at home. And it's a quarter cup of dish soap, quarter cup baking soda, and one quarter cup of water. And then you mix them together and then pour them into the toilet. And you stir it up, let it sit overnight. Set overnight. And then next morning, do a light scrub, and your toilet will look brand new. How about that?
Hmm. That's unique. Yes, I remember you did get some mm-hmm. requests for that one.
Yeah, and you can also use dish soap to unclog a toilet without a plunger. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
How do you do it?
Okay. You put one cup of soap, dish soap, into your toilet, let it sit for 30 minutes, then take hot water and pour it into the bowl, and the clog will be gone.
Well, you know, you can make the dish soap. That's interesting. That is true, then. Huh? Well, you can actually do double duty with that. Instead of wasting the dish soap for just one purpose, maybe wash your dishes while it's in the toilet.
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, I saw the dish soap in your bathroom. I thought that's what you were doing.
That was I was thinking of it, but I don't have a clog, so that's...
You know, oh, just waiting.
I'm waiting. Here you go. Did you know that to purchase alcohol, obviously you have to have a photo ID, Allison? Uh-huh. Cigarettes, you have to have a photo ID. In fact, these are activities where requiring a photo ID. Open a bank account, apply for food stamps, apply for welfare, social security, a job, unemployment, rent a house, buy a house, apply for a mortgage, drive a car, rent a car, buy a car, rent a hotel room. Those are not racist. Where requiring a photo ID is not racist. Here's a list of activities where requiring a photo ID must be racist. Voting. That's it. Voting. Yeah. Well, there was interesting news, some good news, in my opinion, and probably, hopefully, yours.
What's that?
Well, it starts out with it's a San Antonio story, which I thought was of quite a bit of interest. High school girls and boys are protesting the official push for shared restrooms at John Jay High School in San Antonio. They staged a walkout this Monday in protest of students being allowed to use any bathroom they want. And it's mostly, you know, it's interesting that you read these stories. It's always a guy going into the girls' bathroom. I don't recall reading stories of girls going into guys' bathrooms.
That's a good point.
That may have happened, but I haven't read any stories. A student at...
When I was in college, I did.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, we had segregated dorms. But boys were in one and girls were in another.
That's the way it was when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And they locked the doors at night.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was...
That'll teach you.
Yeah, exactly. I was out one night with a friend. It wasn't even a boyfriend. It was just a very good friend. And a curfew in my dorm. I was in college, so I was, 20 years old? 19, 20 years old. And the curfew...
19, 20.
19 or 20. Okay. And the curfew for the girls' dorm was 11 o'clock. Well, I missed it. Well, and guess what? At 11:01, there's nobody there to open the door. So I had to spend the night with my...
Don't want
to
hear it.
with my guy friend. Yeah. That's how I got to use the boys' bathroom.
Okay. I don't want to hear about that.
But yeah, they forced me to spend the night with a guy.
Wow. Okay, back to my story. here's a John Jay High School student, again, San Antonio. This past Monday, they walked out because it's a policy of John Jay High School, and therefore I presume all high schools in San Antonio. Students can use any bathroom they want. And here is... let's see. Her name is Shauna Nealon, who is a John Jay High School student in San Antonio. And here's what she had to say. She's one of the leaders of the protest of using any bathroom you want.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and only ladies and gentlemen it is and shall always be. I am an 18-year-old high school student and wanted to take this time to bring to your attention the current issue with biological men claiming they are women and in turn truly believing that they are entitled to use women's spaces. There was an incident within our district that occurred recently regarding a transgender woman who really is a biological man having an altercation with a young woman at MLK High School. It was infuriating when I had seen the video on social media, but what was detrimental to this is the fact that this man is and has been using the women's restroom and locker room. Firstly, the question we must address is why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? Of course, any male who claims he is a woman will accept it. But what about the women? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women. I will conclude with this. It all starts with you. You are in charge of the safety of us women and the parent and the kids of our parents. So please do something about it. Thank you.
That was Shauna Nealon, John Jay High School in San Antonio, speaking to the leaders of the school district there. And, you know, what is interesting, Allison, what's starting to emerge from this is not that being trans may be in danger of becoming passé, although I think it will. It's a fad. Unfortunately, adults go along with it and mutilate children permanently. We don't know what these hormone blockers, or the puberty blockers do. They haven't been tested long term.
Well, I was just going to say long term, we don't know.
We don't know what we're doing to our kids. But it's kids seem to be suffering from fatigue. You know, if you're a young person, you get a constant drumbeat of transgenderism in every class, every website, you know, coffee shops, school clubs, fast food joints, ballpark, clothing store, wherever you go, pet shop, maybe, I don't know. And maybe it's just become too much to bear for them.
Trans animals?
Trans animals. They may need a break. They might want to experience, you know, just a little normal and a little peace for a change. You know, that's... Well, speaking of crazy, you perhaps have heard this, but if you haven't,
I told Bill about this the other day, and he said, "No, you obviously."
I have a little idea, y'all. Don't play it, please. Might seem controversial, but I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah, don't play it yet.
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you have heard, or perhaps not. What some of us refer to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, if you know that name, of course.
My question is, why does she have a hyphenated last name?
Well, I don't know. People can have hyphenated last names. It doesn't bother me at all. But, you know, she's...
She just bothers me.
Yeah, well, anyway, she made an epic fool of herself, which, you know, is really saying something. When you say that AOC... has outdone herself, that's a high bar. That's a high bar.
Well, in fact, I saw it, a tape, or maybe it was live, I don't remember, and I told Bill about it afterwards, and he said, no, you must be wrong. Yeah. You must have misunderstood.
Yeah. I mean, she beclowned herself, as somebody said. I've never heard that word before. That's a good one. Beclowned herself by turning a House impeachment hearing into a showcase for her idiocy. What happened was there was a House hearing, U.S. House hearing, from Tony Bobulinski, who's a former business associate, a presidential son, Hunter Biden. And as usually, the AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat from New York, the diva, grabbed the spotlight, but... She managed to turn it on her own ignorance, she did not understand. Well, I won't go any farther. She is the avatar of the ignoramuses who comprise the current version of the Democratic Party. That's all I have to say. Here she is talking to extolling her and presenting her ignorance to Tony Bobulinski.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal.
Did
you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime.
What?
RICO is not a crime.
I'm sorry, I say again?
RICO is not a crime.
AOC telling us that RICO is not a crime. That's the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. That is a United States federal law that provides for extended criminal penalties as part of an ongoing criminal organization. It was enacted by Title IX of the Organized Crime Control Act of 1970. Is codified as 18 U.S.C. Chapter 96 and 18 U.S.C. 1961-1968. It was passed by the U.S. House, passed by the United States Senate, signed into law in the 1970 by President Richard Nixon. But according to AOC, RICO is not a crime. Is that what she said? Not a law? RICO is not a crime.
Not a crime.
Not a crime. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if it's not a crime, then Fannie Willis has to dismiss all RICO charges against Donald Trump, right?
Here you go.
Yeah. I mean, AOC is what happens when Democrat voters elect an uneducated bartender to Congress, because that's what she was before she was elected to Congress. She was a bartender. Apparently the only
reason. Not that we're disparaging bartenders.
No, but.
She was just stupid.
She was stupid.
I'm surprised she could even be a bartender.
Yeah, I am too. Apparently the only Rico she knows is Uncle Rico, who delivers her pizza.
Well, that's what Babylon Bee said. Babylon Bee had a great time with it.
Okay, that's AOC for you. What you got, Allison?
Well, I was talking about household tips just a few minutes ago. Some people say that sleeping with a bar of soap under your sheets can stop your leg cramps at night.
Also, clean. You don't have to take a shower then.
There you go. The idea became so popular that it was even talked about on a TV show called The Doctors. They asked their viewers if they had tried this. 40% of them said that sleeping with soap really helped their leg cramps or made their restless legs feel better. And the theory behind it, I know this is weird, some people think that the soap sends tiny particles called ions into your body, and these ions make the way to your nerves and calm your cramps.
No kidding.
No, doctors have not done a study on it, but if your legs bother you at night, why not try it?
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I never heard of that before.
I thought so.
I think a lot of people never heard of that before.
I know. Well, you know, everybody knows we've got the eclipse coming up soon, and I've got some tips. Everybody probably knows that we here in Hill Country are the epicenter, at least as far as Texas goes.
Well, the United States, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a band about just over 100 miles wide. And we're right in the middle of it. Hill Country is right.
We're going to have the longest period of darkness mm-hmm. of any place in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're about four minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay.
As it gets farther northeast, it'll be down to like a minute or less. Mm-hmm. But here's some tips I thought were interesting. Make sure you have cash. Because it's very likely that we're going to have network disruptions that are going to interfere with credit card transactions. Mm-hmm. And also, we are being told not to rely on cell service.
ATMs could be out.
Yeah, ATMs could be out. And we have several friends coming from around the country going to be staying with us. And I've warned them, and I said we don't have any landlines at our house. So you might be out of luck. Mm-hmm. And if you have friends coming from out of town, encourage them to ride share or carpool, because we're expecting overcrowding of vehicles. And here in Kerrville, NASA is going to be at Louise Hayes Park, and people are being urged to get there no later than 10 a.m. The eclipse is about 1:30.
Oh, you got to wait that long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't forget to wear eclipse glasses.
Oh, that's great. You know, even though you don't realize it, it doesn't hurt. But if you try to look at the eclipse without proper eclipse glasses, and we're not talking about sunglasses now. We're talking mm-hmm. about official eclipse glasses. Mm-hmm. You could damage your eye instantaneously. You can mm-hmm. even go blind. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to, even though you can't feel
it's
it.
It's permanent damage.
Yeah, permanent damage. Well, there'll be another eclipse viewing area just announced in Kirk County.
Oh.
The largest parking area in the county is now selling passes for eclipse viewing. It's
what, Walmart?
No, the Ag Barn.
Oh, okay.
AKA Hill Country Youth Event Center.
What are they going for?
They're going for what you have to pay for them. Why do you ask me questions that I don't have the information on? They didn't tell me how much it is.
Okay, well, someplace else that you can buy a pass, and I think it's $75, okay. And that's at the sports complex off of Holdsworth.
Oh, yeah, where Tybee plays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you are interested in parking at the Ag Barn, Hill Country Youth Event Center on Texas 27, visit hillcountryyoutheventcenter.com. And there's also parking at the Polo Field, at River Star Park, and Flat Rock Park for the eclipse.
Okay.
Hill Country Youth Event Center,
all one word, .com for information and to buy parking pass in the largest parking lot in the county.
Okay. Another thing is guests coming from out of town are strongly advised to print out maps, directions, hotel reservations, receipts, etc. Because as I said, we're being told that very likely our cell service will be disrupted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're coming from out of town, you aren't going to be able to look that stuff on your phone the way you normally do. Mm-hmm. And you should obviously allow extra travel time. Because delays are expected.
Yeah, don't plan on going out to a restaurant or the grocery store.
Oh, right.
It'll be almost impossible. I was told by someone at HEB that they are hiring security. So if for people who try to come in and park in the HEB lot but aren't there to buy groceries, they're going to be rousted out.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Well, they've already thought of that. I suspect that'll be true wherever there are large parking mm-hmm. lots for commercial buildings. Yeah. Well, we are Bill and Allison Mincaro on the Hill Country Patriot, your information station. When we come back, we've got some news about a judge's ruling about illegals and gun ownership that you won't believe. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Boldest and grandest, withstanding every test. Oh, empire wide and glorious, you stand supremely blessed. Texas, oh Texas, your freeborn single star sends out its radiance to nations near and far. Emblem of freedom, it sets our hearts aglow with thoughts of San Jacinto and glorious Alamo. God bless you, Texas, and keep you brave and strong, that you may grow in power and word throughout the ages long. God bless you, Texas, and keep you brave and strong, that you may grow in power and word throughout the ages long.
Welcome back. We're Bill and Allison, Hill Country Patriot.
We're on every Saturday from 8 to 10. Glad you could join us today. Hmm? Well, before the break, we promised that we'd tell you about a new ruling on guns. Okay? U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman has overruled a gun ban for an illegal immigrant. He had a handgun in his possession in Chicago. He was charged for being a non-citizen in possession of a firearm. He took his case to the United States Court of Appeals, the Seventh Circuit, and the Supreme Court of the United States. And the U.S. District Judge, apparently the Supreme Court, from what I can say, did not hear the case. But so they turned it back to the U.S. Court of Appeals. The judge ruled in favor of the illegal. The judge ruled, quote, the non-citizen possession statute, 18 U.S.C., violates the Second Amendment. Probably the only time in her life she supported the Second Amendment, and that's in favor of an illegal immigrant who doesn't have the constitutional right.
And Chicago wouldn't allow us to have a gun.
No. Chicago has the most stringent gun regulations in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's why their murder rate is so terribly high, because normal citizens aren't allowed to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. This judge ruled that the Second Amendment is great if it applies to illegals. But what the story doesn't go into is that an illegal can sue the United States government.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Try that anywhere else.
I was going to say, yeah, try doing that in Mexico.
Or any country.
Yeah.
Go in there illegally and then sue their government. They would laugh you. Well, first they'd jail you and then they'd throw you out of the country. And laughing as they did it. But
or they'd throw you in prison.
We allow that.
We allow that in the United States. How about that? Isn't that something? That an illegal can sue our government and successfully.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right. They have the Second Amendment right. Do mm-hmm. I? No, you don't have a Second Amendment right. Well, there's news out of Georgia, and it's not very good. A rural Georgia hospital chain is blocking the Gideons from putting Bibles in their hospital rooms.
Wow.
Because it violates their DEI policies, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Wow.
Yeah. Another name for DEI is didn't earn it. But yeah.
Oh, next hour I have a story
in the DEI. In the name of diversity, we have to censor the word of God. You know, Gideon's puts its free Bibles in hospitals, hotels, jails, but they cannot put Bibles in the Phoebe Putney Health System in Georgia, which serves hundreds of thousands of people in over 40 Georgia counties. It's one of the state's largest health care providers. Yet the hospital system's inclusion policy excludes the Bible.
Wow.
You know, the one place where the hope of the Bible might have its greatest impact. In a medical facility, you know, nothing says inclusion like excluding the most profound and important text in the world. Yeah, the Gideons were told that their work, putting Bibles, they don't charge the hospitals or hotels. They say, can we put a Bible in? And they say, of course you can put a Bible in. Well, they were told their work was, quote, a violation of our DEI policy, and they would no longer be allowed in the facilities. So DEI means discrimination against Christianity and all of Western civilization. And there's no, it's a form of Marxism, and there's no better place to start, of course, than getting rid of the Bible. Now, this is rural Georgia we're talking about here, not New York City or Chicago. Bible Belt country. Yet the people in this part of the country, even people in the Bible Belt, aren't standing up to this woke DEI madness. So, you know, what happened was during the plandemic, the people who want to enslave us tried that out and found out that people are not going to push back against it. Most people aren't. They'll go along with it. The sheeple will go along with that.
Well, coming up after the break in the next hour, I'm going to tell you what Elon Musk thinks of DEI.
Ah, he's not a fan, I take it. Yeah. Well,
you have to stay tuned for the second hour of our show to find out.
Well, right. Well, speaking of, I know we're coming up on a hard break. Leon Trotsky, who everybody knows was a key figure with Lenin, overthrowing the Tsar and putting in communism and creating the Soviet Union. He was responsible for maybe 10 million murders and deaths under that. Had a great granddaughter. Her name is Nora Volko, Volkow. She's a PhD. She now holds the position of director at the United States National Institute on Drug Abuse. She was hired. When she was hired, there were approximately 26,000 overdose deaths that year. Now, under her leadership, this year, we're experiencing more than 113,000 recorded overdose deaths a year under her leadership. And she's the great-granddaughter of Leon Trotsky, the communist murderer. Just a little factoid most people don't know about.
That's true.
Bill and Allison show, we like to find these little facts, and which probably most people don't know. I didn't know that till we found that out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so Leon Trotsky's great-granddaughter is the head of the National Institute on Drug Abuse of the United States government. Well, well. Well, what did you say is coming up after the break, Allison?
I'm going to tell you what Elon Musk thinks of DEI.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And also, there's more factoids.
Yeah, we have something from a congressional hearing. We had AOC's nonsense before, but we have another one coming up after the break. The secret Republican plot to make liberals look like idiots, known as Operation Just Let Them Speak, is working. It's working, and we have proof of that when we come back from the news. So we've got the news coming up, and we've got other stories. Allison mentioned one. We've got an illegal is advising his fellow illegals how to take over people's houses legally. Take over your house legally.
So again, we got all that coming up. We got our woke alert, the most ridiculous thing you can imagine in wokeness that we found lately. And so stay tuned for the news. We're Bill and Allison. We'll be back sooner than you can imagine.
Now, the first couple of Texas Radio. Here's Bill and Allison Mancaro.
Thank you, Bob. That would have been a very nice thing to say, isn't it? And we did not come up with the first couple of Texas
That's
Radio.
Right.
That was, I believe Bob came up with that. Bob Harmon, a legendary figure in radio, and we're very fortunate that he works for the Ranch Radio Group, that's for sure. Well, Allison, you said before the break that you had something about Elon Musk that people would want to know about.
Yeah, what I said, I was going to tell you his position on DEI.
Now, DEI is this push that companies are just falling all over themselves, diversity, equity, inclusion. It's a Marxist idea, by the way. And someone said, and Scott Adams, the cartoonist that writes Dilbert, tweeted, or X'd now, I guess you say. A little X just does not sound right. Tweeted that the person who came up with the with explaining what DEI means, tongue in cheek, he said might be, it's not just amusing, but he said it really might tear down DEI completely, just this one phrase. DEI means didn't earn it. Didn't earn it. And that's true.
Well, Elon Musk has long been outspoken against it. In an interview earlier this year, Musk said, people should always be wary of any name that sounds like it could have come out of a George Orwell book.
George Orwell, the author of 1984, and Animal Farm. And it could have, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what he went on to say is diversity, equity, inclusion, these all sound like nice words. But what really means is it's discrimination on the basis of race, sex, and sexual orientation, and it's against merit.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, he's during the same interview, Musk noted that the solution to address this DEI problem is for universities to focus on merit. It doesn't matter whether you're a man, a woman, what race you are, what beliefs you have. What matters is how good you are at your job or what your skills are. He said it's dangerous anywhere. But he actually started talking about this. He says it's most dangerous in medical schools. And he said he's raised his concern about that in medical schools because it can lead to people dying. And he said if the standards for passing medical exams and becoming a doctor, or especially something like a surgeon, if the standards are lowered, then the probability that the surgeon will make a mistake is higher.
Well, do you want, you know, if you have serious surgery, and all surgery is, you know, serious, someone once said all surgery that other people have is minor, but any surgery I have is serious. But no, seriously, if you have surgery, do you want your doctor to be have gone to medical school and get admitted to medical school because of their credentials and because they were so good at what they do, or because of their race or their gender, and that's how they were admitted to medical school?
Yeah, what he said, that if the standards are lowered, then the probability that the surgeon will make a mistake is higher. If people make mistakes on their exams, they might make mistakes with people, and that might result in people dying.
Yeah.
During this interview, this particular interview, he was trying to explain this concept to former CNN host Don Lemon. I think that's how I'm pronounced, is it?
Lemon.
But Mr. Lemon did not seem to get it. He said there's no evidence of that. Musk then provided an example of a surgeon in training who, despite making numerous mistakes during operations, still passed training due to lower standards. He suggested that this lower standard could increase the likelihood of fatal outcomes. And Lamont argued, it was hypothetical. That doesn't mean it's happening. And Musk went on to say, I didn't say it was happening. I said it will. If we lower the status, people will die.
Mm-hmm.
And the former CNN anchor Lamont asked, why would Mr. Musk put something out there that has not happened yet? And Musk said, because I don't want it to happen. And it was just after this interview that Don Lemon's offer to be hosted on X was canceled. Just after this interview.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Okay. But yeah, I mean, Don Lemon was not smart enough to figure out what Musk was saying. You know, that could happen.
Hmm.
He says, it's dangerous anywhere, but it's most dangerous in medical schools. Americans need to know exactly what's happening. Your future doctors are learning about divisive politics at the expense of life-saving care. They're being taught to discriminate by race, not treat patients equally. And ultimately, your future doctor is being trained to be an activist. And if we don't restore medical school to its real mission, Americans will inevitably suffer a diminished quality of health care. And Musk cited hearing of a medical student who recently told his organization, Musk's, that the student had spent more time learning about pronouns than understanding kidney function.
Wow.
How about that?
I would not want to have somebody as my doctor who spent more time studying pronouns in medical school than medicine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
And also, another doctor has alleged that medical schools lower admission standards due to DEI policies.
Mm-hmm.
Some medical schools have abandoned required the MCAT, the Medical College Admission Test, for all applicants, even though it's the best. The MCAT is the best predictor of a student's ability to become a doctor. But it's racist, so therefore,
yeah, everything's racist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that brings up another story. Mayo Clinic is discriminating against straight white people in their inclusive hiring practices.
Wow.
Even criminals are being prioritized to be hired as nurses. I'm not making this up.
Wow.
In fact, I'm looking at the job description from Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic wants to build, this is a quote, an inclusive and just employment ecosystem. Where do they come up with these words? Ecosystem for employment. Okay. Therefore, we prioritize, this is from Mayo. They're looking for LPNs, licensed practical nurses, ambulatory cardiology. Okay. Therefore, we prioritize individuals coming from the following communities: refugee, neurodivergent. I don't know if you know neurodivergent.
I have no idea.
It's people with autism, dyslexia,
oh, okay.
And other problems. But they're prioritized. Single parent, blind or low vision. That's what I want, is a blind nurse. deaf or hard of hearing, or a nurse who can't hear me. Black, Hispanic, Asian, LGBTQ, these are all people who will be hired over a straight white person, a man or woman, and justice-impacted individuals will be hired over people who have no criminal record. Justice-impacted there must be some think tank that comes up with these phrases, and the left is very good at changing the language. You know, justice-impacted. You know, illegals are they're not illegals. They're visitors, undocumented visitors. Yeah. I mean, this is the craziness of it. But
yeah.
All these refugees, black, Hispanic, it's right out there. They say it right on their website. Justice impacted criminals, in other words, will have hiring right, will be hired over straight white people. And they call this inclusive hiring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, University of UCLA School of Medicine used to require first-year students to attend a course titled Structural Racism and Health Equity, where in one exercise, students were divided by racial group and discussed anti-racist prompts. However, once it became public what they were doing, the Wall Street Journal talked about it, they dropped the course.
We should mention the Gillespie County Sheriff's Office is warning people of phishing scams. This is not like bass fishing or something. This is PH fishing. It's website stuff.
I thought you meant bass fishing.
No, it's a online stuff. Recently, someone was cheated out of almost $50,000 in Gillespie County by responding to an online scam. So you really should be aware of fraudulent emails, other messages that look like they're from legitimate companies. Don't respond to, Allison, you want to chime in on this, misleading pop-up ads that say your device has a security problem. Mm-hmm. Allison got that in her.
Oh, I got it several times this week.
And there's a flashing warning and a siren and a woman saying your computer's been infected and you have to call Microsoft. It's a total scam. Mm-hmm. Total scam. So when you turned off, do not turn off your computer. Mm-hmm. And I said to Allison,
I did. And then I turned it back on and that stupid thing was still playing. Mm-hmm. I had to turn it off about five times before it finally went.
Fake promotions offering free products and prizes. Never give any personal information out. The social security number, names of relatives, nothing like that. Just hang up and contact the county sheriff's office if you believe you're being scammed. But that's the best advice, is just ignore that stuff. No legitimate company. If they claim your bank, hang up, call your bank and find out, or your lawyer's office, title company, whatever it might be. Lender, don't believe them. Say thank you very much, hang up, and then call the number that you know is legitimate, right? Okay. Well, it's Nat King Cole's birthday today. And it's a woke alert. It's not a woke alert.
I know.
It's Nat King Cole's birthday today. He was an American singer, a jazz pianist, and actor. His career started in the late 1930s, spanned almost three decades where he found success. He recorded over 100 songs that became hits on the pop charts. And the Capitol Records building in Hollywood was a very famous building. It looks like a stack of records, very recognizable. It is known as the house that Nat King Cole built. And probably, it's hard to pick. Allison and I had a hard time deciding which Nat King Cole song to play. And this will take us into our break, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of his most favorite songs. And we said he had over 100 songs that became hits on the pop charts. Here's probably, certainly way up there, Unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way.
That's Nat King Cole. It's his birthday today. And, we're Bill and Allison Mancaro. After we come back from these brief messages, we'll have the craziest woke thing you've heard about in a long time.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
That's not an air raid. It's a woke alert. It's Bill and Allison woke alert. We find the craziest woke stuff that we can find and present them to you for your edification. A United States intelligence official recently wrote in a newsletter published by the director of the National Intelligence Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Office. Can you imagine the United States government has such a thing? In our intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
No less.
Yeah, that's...
No less. So an U.S. intelligence official wrote in this newsletter, cross-dressing makes him better understand, quote, foreign actors. Who would that be?
You know what that means. You should explain what that term means.
It means like movie stars from other countries?
No, Bill, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, well, that's a phrase.
Some people might not know what that term means.
People use the term lately, and it means bad guys. Okay. Right?
Yeah, okay. Essentially.
All right. Okay. Cross-dressing makes him better understand foreign actors, and that, quote, wearing a bra helps him be more supportive of women. They could have used a different word there. But he also argued that it made him a better colleague. He said, quote, my experiences, now this is a U.S. intelligence official, okay? My experiences dressing in feminine clothing have made me recognize and overcome my own identity-based biases and mindsets. Cross-dressing has helped me understand that other people experience the world differently. It helps me better understand clandestine assets and their motivations. When they talk about in the intelligence community, we talk about assets. You're talking about people. Mm-hmm. Okay, people.
Hello,
that are,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
He said cross-dressing helped him better understand clandestine assets. That means undercover people that are working for you, assets, and their motivations. Since I understand the motivation to keep secrets about who you are and what you're doing. And he says wearing women's clothes gives him a better appreciation of how uncomfortable they are to wear. I know that even though I like wearing a bra,
I don't.
I know it's not comfortable for everyone. I'm more aware and hopefully supporting my LGBTQIA+ colleagues. The House Armed Services Readiness Subcommittee Chairman Mike Waltz, Republican of Florida, who is a retired Green Beret colonel, said, quote, the world is on fire. Our country faces unprecedented terrorist threats with an open southern border. Yet the intelligence community is prioritizing this. Quote, our intelligence officers should be 100% focused on preventing the next 9/11 rather than using resources promoting the next DEI initiative. There you go. That's our woke alert for this episode of the Bill and Allison Show.
There was a story in the San Antonio paper, which I usually read every day, and it said a county in Texas has confirmed 4 rabies cases in the past 2 weeks. And I thought, I'll read this. I'll click on this story because maybe it's someplace I've heard of. Well, guess where? Okay, first of all, how many counties in Texas?
254.
Okay. I went to school in Ohio, so I can tell you how many counties in Ohio.
But 99 counties in Iowa. I know that because I worked in congressional campaign. And managed several congressional campaigns in Illinois that has 101 counties, I believe.
Well, Ohio had 88.
88.
Okay. Well, so this headline was a Texas county has confirmed 4 rabies cases in just 2 weeks. So, guess where that county was?
one of the 254 counties of Texas? No,
it's,
where?
It's Kerr County.
Really?
Kerr County has confirmed four rabies cases in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
All of the rabid animals were skunks, and that matches the total for the county in all of 2023.
And we're only one-fourth of the way through 2024 at this point.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Wow.
And they were all found within the city limits of Kerrville.
Ooh. Well, you know, they. I used to think if you see a skunk outside during the day, it's not always rabid.
No.
But it could be. They do come out for food during the day sometimes.
Yeah.
We used to see that on our patio, actually.
Right.
But no, skunks often carry rabies. So that's very concerning.
So make sure that your pest vaccinations are up to date. Rabies is deadly.
Yeah.
And don't feed wild animals, and avoid touching any unknown animals, even stray dogs or cats. Mm-hmm. And it's a viral disease. It transferred to humans through the bite of a rabid animal, and it affects your nervous system. Mm-hmm. And there are about 5,000 cases of animal rabies reported annually, but more than 90% of those are in wild animals. Well, except for Old Yeller.
Oh. Wasn't Old Yeller written by a man from Mason?
Oh, was it?
I believe so.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is generally fatal, not constant, not always, but it generally is. So it's recommended that you talk to a medical professional if you come into contact with any wildlife or unfamiliar animals, mm-hmm. Especially after a bite or a scratch.
Yeah.
And it can take a few weeks for symptoms to appear after exposure. But the symptoms in humans are cerebral dysfunction, anxiety, insomnia, and even hydrophobia.
Fear of water?
Fear of water.
So you don't want to drink water.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's important information. Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome. And so if you're in Kerr County and you see animals exhibiting any unusual behaviors, you can call Animal Control at
830-257-3100. Okay. Oh, we got a wedding invitation the other day, Allison. I don't know if I mentioned it to you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well. I found out, though, that apparently when you respond to a wedding invitation with maybe next time is probably not the right thing to say. Well, there's a guy on TikTok who's an illegal.
Of course there is.
TikTok is a Chinese communist, as everybody knows, I think by now, Chinese communist platform. That's trying to undermine our kids and make them take drugs and kill themselves. And if your kid is on TikTok, get them off of it. It's illegal in Texas for any government official to have TikTok, to be on TikTok. And anyway, on TikTok is an illegal, and I've seen the video. We didn't do the audio because he's, number one, he's speaking in Spanish, and number two, there's a lot of noise, so it's hard to tell. But he is on TikTok with a video advising illegals how to take over Americans' home to take advantage of liberal states' squatters' rights laws. And he boasts that his friends have already taken over 7 houses. Because in a lot of states, particularly, well, especially the left-wing states, New York, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Illinois, if somebody... is a squatter in your house, it's very, very difficult to get them out. There was a woman in New York in the past couple of weeks who was out of town, came back, and there are people living in her house. They had broken in, and they claimed, so she called the police, and the police came, and they claimed, oh, we're tenants. Well, they couldn't produce a lease, and she said, I didn't rent my house to anybody. But she couldn't get them out. The police said, oh, this is a civil matter. You're going to take them to court. This is New York. So she got so frustrated, she said, well, I know how to deal with this. So she had a locksmith come and change the locks. The illegals in her squatters in her house called the police, had her arrested for changing the locks on her own home.
Wow.
to keep squatters out.
Wow.
She was taken to jail.
Wow. Wow.
How about that?
We're going to take a quick little break. And we'll be right back.
When we come back.
When we come back, I will tell you where there are more sequoia trees than in California. And you'll be shocked to hear the answer.
And we'll tell you about the secret Republican plot to make liberals look like idiots, known as Operation Just Let Them Speak, and how it's working!
Welcome back. We're Bill and Allison, Hill Country Patriot, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
And you can also hear us live on hillcountrypatriot.com between 8 and 10, or at firstcoupleoftexasradio.com.
Or you can hear our reruns.
You can hear our shows.
Anytime.
Anytime. Download them to your favorite digital device. We'd love to have you participate in that. And what else we got? There's somebody... One of the other hosts here at the Hill Country Patriot, your information station, left a pill on the desk.
Oh, we shouldn't rat them out.
I'm not saying who it is, or maybe it didn't. Maybe it wasn't one of the other hosts. Maybe it was just somebody, visitor or something.
Ooh, it's huge.
It's a huge white pill. Should I take it?
That's a good plan. So if we get a frantic phone call in a few minutes, we'll know why.
No, I think we'll throw this one away. Well, as I said before the break, the secret Republican plot to make liberals look like idiots, known as Operation Just Let Them Speak, is working. We saw how earlier in the show, Alexandria... AOC. Told a witness in an open congressional hearing that RICO, the Racketeer Influenced Corruption Act... is not a crime, and it's codified into law. It was passed by the House and the Senate and signed into law by President Nixon back in 1970. But we have a congresswoman who thinks it's not a crime, and she said that openly and made a complete idiot of herself. But that is the secret Republican plot to make lefties look like idiots. It's called Operation Just Let Them Speak. And another example of that is Nancy Maldonado, President Biden's nominee for the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. She supported Illinois. She's from Chicago. She has supported Illinois' assault weapons ban, but could not define an assault weapon when Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, questioned her.
You said, quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes, close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Just to clarify there, I was local counsel. Our Supreme... Yeah,
but you wrote the brief. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Senator Kennedy, actually, I did not write the brief. The brief was written by...
you signed the brief, though, didn't you?
Correct. I signed the brief.
When you sign a brief, you're testifying to the court that everything in it is true, right?
Yes. Okay. That, and I...
So they're your words in terms of the court, right?
Well, you're correct, Senator Kennedy. Okay. I would never sign...
Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert, and at the time, that brief, I think, was about 10 years...
you were given the court advice about, say, ban assault weapons. What is, you told the court you were an expert. Just tell me what you wanted to ban.
Senator, sitting here today, as I said, I did not write that brief. I was local counsel.
Sign the brief.
I understand. At the time.
Tell me what you wanted to ban. That's all I want to know, Judge.
I don't remember the exact definition of assault weapons in the ordinance that was at issue.
So you submitted a brief. To an appellate brief, you signed it, and you don't know what, and you said abolish assault weapons, and you don't know what you wanted them to abolish?
Senator, at the time that I signed the brief, I read the brief because our Supreme Court required someone, an Illinois bar member, to sign the brief. I was not responsible for researching the content.
You were responsible for the brief.
Absolutely. And sitting here today, I do not remember the characteristics that were cited in the ordinance for the assault weapons ban. It's not an area of practice that I have specialized in. I'm sure 10 years ago, I could have answered your question. And but Judge, sitting here
won't,
today.
You think Senator, you deserve to be promoted?
Yeah, that was Nancy Maldonado.
Senator, I stand by my record. I stand by my record.
Okay.
Nancy Maldonado, who is President Biden's nominee to be a federal judge, being grilled by Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. Again, the secret Republican plot to make leftists look like idiots, known as Operation Just Let Them Speak, is working.
Okay, well, I promise to tell you. Do you know that Britain has more than six times as many giant sequoia trees as California does?
I don't believe that for a second.
No one did until last week.
Last week? They just discovered this?
They just counted them. Researchers published the first ever study into the UK's redwood population and found that they were thriving. Because they're much younger, they're not as tall as American counterparts, but they could catch up in height, given that redwoods can live for over 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
How, you might ask, did they get to the UK in the first place?
How did they get to the UK in the first place?
They were brought over from their native California by 19th century Victorians who viewed the giant trees as a status symbol.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't grow as high. I was just thinking, but the climate in Northern California is probably pretty similar
that's
to England's.
True. Yeah, that's yeah. Exactly right.
I mean, humid and, you know,
cool.
Rains a lot and all that. Yeah. Well, that reminds me, I walked into a lumberyard the other day and I asked for some 2x4s. The clerk, I mean, I can't believe how, I'm sorry, but this is just, he asked me a stupid question. I can't believe he asked me that. I said, I want some 2x4s, and the clerk said, well, how long do you need them? And I said, a long time. I'm building a house. Can we get that stupid question? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, we're almost out of time, aren't we, baby?
We are.
Yeah, we're going to...
About to call it a wrap.
Yeah, we are about to call it. So much we didn't get to.
I know.
So much we didn't get to. I guess you'll have to tune in next week at 8,
that's exactly
from 8
right.
to 10 on Saturday to find out all this stuff we didn't get to, plus the things we find out during the week.
That's right.
We like to specialize in stories that you may not know, have heard about, or if you had, we bring you a little more information on them, little twists, little things you may not have known. So, you know, we keep you, try to keep you posted on things like that. Today we talked about the cross-dresser in the U.S. intelligence, who's proud of being a cross-dresser. We talked about how Leon Trotsky's great-granddaughter is the national government, in the federal government, is the director at the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse, and people don't know stuff like that. Oh, and she's done such a great job. When she took the office, there were about 26,000 overdose deaths a year. Most recent figure, it's 113,000. So doing a bang-up job there, Nora. Bang-up job. Well, what else, Olson? I put you on the spot, didn't I?
You did.
Well.
I'm watching the clock.
Are you? Okay.
I am.
Yeah, well, my
in
clock
school,
just...
that was a bad thing, but here at the radio station, the clock that has to
true.
Be watched very
that
closely.
That is true. Again, our website, if you want to download our past shows, is firstcoupleoftexasradio.com. And if you want some information about our other business, which is real estate finance, you might learn a lot and some interesting investments at papersourceonline.com. And that's a business that Allison and I have run since, I don't want to say how long, it's been a
right.
long time. Papersourceonline.com teaches you about investments in real estate notes. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. God bless.